Second down and 9.
Unbelievable.
For shame. You go back up on the hill.
That's a clown question, bro.
Buenos dias.
Warriors big. Warriors big.
I envy the night for its absence of life.
Strong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Big thank you to Eric Dickerson, Dave Vassay, and Scott Miller, ED, on the Monday Nighter between the Rams and the Bears. DV and Scott Miller on Game 3 of the World Series. First pitch just after 5 tonight. You'll hear it right here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports. Rick, Charlie, David Vassay, Alana Rizzo, Tim Cates running the show for the Dodger pregame.
They got David Price on.
An hour. David Price, special guest.
So where you been, Dave?
Boom.
Okay. I don't want to see you out. You know, like a guy that files an insurance claim and then goes boating, pulls a swordfish out of the sea. I don't want to see that.
Snell said he wasn't going to do it because of the Rona.
Yeah, I can't go back to work. My back.
Yo, man.
Well, here's a huge picture of you pulling a swordfish out of the ocean. You said you got a bad back?
That ain't me. Well, what about this one of you just lifting cinder blocks for the hell of it? That ain't me.
What about this one, Coach, of you naked having sex with a shark?
Now, that is a hell of a doppelganger.
I would do that. If I pulled a shark out of the water, I'd do it, too.
You would get naked and spoon it?
Yeah. I've just conquered a giant great white shark. I'm
the world's greatest predator.
Right. Of course I'd spoon it. What am I? I've got blood in my veins.
What about a killer whale?
If I killed it? What, is it after me?
No, it's not after you.
Do I kill it in self-defense? Because you can't just go killing a killer whale. I'd go to jail.
Yeah, that killer whale crept up on the shore. You were just putting your feet in.
Right.
You punched it right in the head.
And it died.
And it died instantly.
Yeah, like that Patrick Dempsey. It was a mistake. Right. You got that movie Run, where he fell and, you know.
You hit him right in the temple. Boom. Dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd have to celebrate, like the Padres. I'd have to do a bat flip.
Sweetheart, do me a favor. Hold my clothes. Fletcher, now you get the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Get the angle right.
If you kill an animal that big, you have to get naked and spoon it, like the bear and the revenant. It's time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
Eugene Schefflein wanted to introduce North America to every single bird mentioned by Shakespeare in all of his works. So he imported starlings from England, released them in Manhattan in 1890 and 1891.
Fly!
They drove out all the native birds from their habitats, ate massive amounts of crops in the Midwest as they made their way to the West Coast, spreading disease all along the way. By the 1940s,
Shakespearean in nature,
starlings had reached California, and they now number in the hundreds of millions.
Double, double, toil and trouble.
Starlings were only mentioned once in Henry IV, Part 1. So, hundreds of millions of them to thank.
Maybe you could have let it go.
Maybe.
Although they are considered game, I think.
Thanks, Gene.
If you kill one, they're considered like game for eating. So get after it, Kate. Time for the quick hits.
The PMS quick hits.
On you, Kate.
Come make it quick, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if anybody's ever thrown a knife and killed a bird with the throwing knife.
I'm sure.
Because that'd be sweet.
Like a spear?
Oh.
Or like an actual knife?
Like yesterday, like PMS knife throwing.
I'd like to think so.
By the way, knife throwing is coming back. We need an intro for that. Dodgers Rays, Game 3 of the World Series. You heard about this?
Never heard of it.
Oh, we do have some sound from Rob Manfred, the commissioner on the Dan Patrick Show. Really pissed Matt off. This pissed Matt right off.
Darn right.
This about the shift and look at the shift.
I think there is a widespread consensus in the game that we've become too dependent on walks, strikeouts, and home runs as what goes on in our game. I think people within the game, within the ownership ranks, want to see more traditional action in the game. And there's a lot of conversation going on about how you motivate players to play the game in that way. It's very hard to legislate action with a rule. What you're really doing is you're changing the rules in a way that creates incentives for some of the greatest athletes in the world to change the way they're playing. And that's a very complicated task.
Yeah. How about 5 years ago, Rob? Nobody likes the shift. The only people that like the shift are failures. It's like, overcome it. It's adversity. Face it. Hit the ball the other way. F you. Nobody ever says, you know, I really like the way the Dodgers deployed that shift in that game. That really got me excited. Hell no.
Can you believe that shift?
I mean, man. That was something.
Get your shift together.
Get your shift together.
Leon's Transmissions.
Two guys on the other side of the bag at all times. Tired of it.
The Vegas Raiders have no more positives for their latest round of COVID testing.
There we go.
The Raiders host the Buccaneers on Sunday at 1. That's Tom Brady's team, if you don't know.
Never heard of him.
Matt's got Chargers Jags Sunday with Daniel Jeremiah and Shannon Farron at 125 on 98.7. We did the Three Things Thursday yesterday. You can podcast it all about the NFL. And we talked to Eric Dickerson in our first hour. You can podcast that on the iHeartRadio app, too. Rams-Bears on Monday night. Are the Rams that good?
He really played it straight. He was like, you know, better get Khalil Mack because he has wrecked this team 2 years in a row.
Dickerson's a lot like Lincoln Kennedy. He can say whatever he wants about the team, and everybody embraces it because it's real and honest. Matt, the Holiday Bowl announced that they are not going to play this December because of COVID, but they don't have anywhere to play. Anyway, they blew
up that stadium.
They're blowing up Qualcomm, and what's going to happen is the Holiday Bowl is going to become a bowl game that is played at SoFi. So SoFi, they're not saying that here, but SoFi is going to take the Holiday Bowl.
That's going to be great. Yeah. I love the Holiday Bowl. Can we get the Poinsettia Bowl as well? Because they used to play both of them.
Right. Well, think about it this. San Diego State's going to play at Home Depot, I think, tonight or tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Right.
Right before my big San Jose State Air Force game.
You going to go?
I'm not allowed. Somebody texted me like, you got San Jose State Air Force? And I was like, yeah. He wrote back, I was kidding. And I wrote back with a big middle finger. F you, man.
I like Blackmore.
Yeah. F you guys. Army-Navy, who Air Force just ran over Navy, by the way, 40-7. Has been moved from Philly to West Point. First time the rivalry's been played at home since World War II.
That's not that long ago. That's not that long ago.
Let's get it. Good for them.
As opposed to the vet.
The service academies are amazing. I've never done a service academy game before. I've done BYU, which is very unique, obviously, because of the Mormon guys and the missions in Utah a little bit. But the service academies, I would liken it to Stanford, when you look at the kids. And what
they are the best of the best.
Just different
it's
kids.
Insane.
Yeah, they're not very big or fast.
But bright.
Bright and disciplined, and they fly. We'll be back with more PMS. We got the top story of the day. We're going to talk Dodgers all the way till the end of the day. Because at the end of the day,
yes,
we got a baseball game.
I want Clayton to pitch game 5 for the championship, get the MVP. That'll be the perfect last chapter.
I like how
Don
writes out the scenarios of what he wants the best. What he wants to
That's
have.
That's what I want.
On my poster board.
That's right.
I got my storyboard right here. Here's me celebrating, hugging Rob Manfred, and in between us is...
storyboard.
In between us is Ned Colletti and Stan.
Let me take you back to the early 90s when I built my storyboard for the Broncos. Okay, and I said this is the perfect end to the John Elway story.
I told Finn, Elway is Ben. I mean, Elway is... He's Kershaw.
I want that Kershaw ending.
Kershaw couldn't
be. Elway got. Elway got it. Because of TD.
Cates.
What?
It's not like we can tell the future, Cates. It's just obvious. Okay, Cates? It's just obvious. We'll be back with
it's
a tough story.
Parallel. Today. Cates is like, were you guys?
And he needed
it. Were you eavesdropping on our Zoom call?
He needs a Terrell Davis, and that's Mookie Betts.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going. You know what I'm saying, brother? With all the lead necessary to do the job.
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Top of the hour, we'll go to Dodger pregame with Tim Cates. Special guest today, David Price, part of that Mookie Betts trade, but opted out of the season with COVID concerns. He will join preview game three, World Series game three, first pitch at 5:08 p.m. And you will hear it right here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports, Dodgers Rays, Walker Buehler versus Charlie Morton. If you can't hear it on the radio because you are tied up, be sure to download that iHeartRadio app. You can stream it for free. All you got to do is tap on that AM 570 LA Sports icon. That goes for the Petros and Money Show as well, as leader of the PMS Union, Ryan Van Tool, shared via Twitter. Student canceled one of his lessons or her lessons at rhinomusic.com. And he's like, perfect time to stream the show and listen to the F1 report.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
F1 report.
Exactly right.
With your knife.
Sharpen it. What if you... This would be a perfect Petros and Money listener moment. You are listening to the show via the iHeartRadio app while pulling out a nice sharpening stone and sharpening your knife.
Yeah.
And then, while the segment's still going, because we tend to go a little long.
Sometimes,
boss is very upset these days.
Don't make the commercial breaks 10 minutes.
Do you have your knife with you?
No.
Damn. You peel that apple. You get the skin off the apple with the knife. I was going to say, I got an apple in the backpack.
Yeah.
Maybe you could peel the apple while I'm doing a top story of the day here,
and
you know?
Cates can drive me over to St. Joe's.
Exactly right.
Let's have it. The top story of the day brought to you by Philippe's. Get over there.
Top story of the day.
Let's make it official.
It's the flip top from the home of the dip.
Philippe's flip top story of the day.
It's the Philippe's French dip flip top story of the day.
If the Dodgers win a World Series in 2020 and you didn't have Philippe's, did they actually win?
Fair point.
Think about it.
I'll start with something you like to say regularly. When it comes to Charlie Morton pitching tonight, protect your neck.
Yeah.
This guy drills people more than he gives up home runs. And I'm not kidding. I brought this up with Vasse yesterday. What the hell's the story with this Morton guy, this old guy who's 36, who wasn't much of a thought the first 8 years of his career until he got to Houston, outside of leading the league in beanballs? Four times in his career, he has led the major leagues in hitting guys.
Is when you hit a guy in the
intentionally.
Head. When you hit him in the bean. That's a bean ball is when you hit him in the head and kill him almost. He's just hit it. He's nailing guys.
He has led the league in drilling batters.
There you go.
Four times in his career.
Hey, I didn't bean anybody, all right? I hit a lot of guys.
And he has been in double digits with hit-by-pitch numbers in seven different seasons. He's got 9 starts in the regular season, over 60 games, and he had 4 guys.
Is he like a Pedro? You come into my house, I am going to protect my...
A little bit of chin music. Gets away from you.
Come into my house.
He gave up 4 homers, and again, this Charlie Morton, who's supposedly invincible, he's the difference in the series. He's the reason the Rays are going to win it all. He was average at best in the regular season. He had his worst hits per 9 innings pitch since 2012. Had his worst whip since 2012, 1.395. If you don't know what that means, he put a guy on base every single inning, and every other inning he had at least 2 on base.
So why is everybody freaking out, man?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is it because he's pitched well in the postseason, perhaps?
It's 15 innings. His ERA
that
was...
That seems like a pretty good sample size.
I mean, 15 innings, he gets yanked after 5 in every single one of these outings. His ERA of 4.74 was the highest since 2015, and he was only 2-2.
You don't respect him.
I don't. He had 40 innings of regular season ball that he didn't show up, but the seam heads, they're going to tell you, oh.
Well, okay.
It's Charlie Morton. He's all about the postseason.
Now, I gotta be a literalist. He did show up. Otherwise, it wouldn't have had the record. If he didn't show up, he'd be like David Price, who's on Dodger pregame.
If you're going to be a literalist, his performance has improved when the postseason has arrived.
There it is.
He is the anti-Clayton Kershaw. His regular season numbers.
That's Bumgarner.
That's what they're selling. Are meaningless, but he's all about the postseason, at least for the last 3-plus years, sort of. Something that is glossed over in the narrative of Charlie Morton. Impenetrable fortress of pitching in the postseason. In 2018.
All of a sudden, he's war in Afghanistan. Yeah. You can't do it. You can't go there.
He got drilled by the Red Sox in 2018 when they knocked him out on their way to a World Series title. But that's just glossed over.
Alexander the Great couldn't do it? The Russians couldn't do
it? Wait a minute.
The Brits couldn't do it?
I'm going through this here, and it says 2018, he had an ERA of 11.5 in the postseason. It's just very convenient to overlook that. Well, yeah, but, you know, 2017 and 2019, he was really, really good as he was in 2020. We know him, unfortunately, in these parts too well, because in 2017, he got a win in a start for the Astros against the Dodgers in the World Series, and then he threw four scoreless innings in Game 7 and was on the mound when they celebrated a World Series championship at Dodger Stadium. The cheating-ass Astros celebrated a World Series championship with that Commissioner's Trophy at Dodger Stadium. He was the guy that pitched the final four innings.
And then he vanquished them.
He did.
With the Rays.
With the Rays of the last two seasons in 2019, two starts, two wins, 10 innings, just one earned run total. So far this year, three starts, three wins, 15 innings, and just one earned run.
That's pretty good.
It is. He did hit one guy, though. He did hit one guy.
Okay.
His whip has dropped from, again, 1.4 to 0.844 in the ALCS. And his per nine hits numbers are down from 11 in the regular season to 6 in the postseason. But what jumps out to me?
What jumps out to you, Matt?
5 innings. This is someone who's not allowed to go deep into games. Maybe because he's so old. Maybe because it's organizational philosophy. But he has got those numbers by going through a lineup twice and getting yanked. And with the Dodgers lineup, as Game 2 showed, when they were getting no hit by Snell through 4, what happened the third time through? They got him with a donger, and they ran him out the game. And then they got to the bullpen, and Nick Anderson, another one of these guys who's part of the triumvirate that's been celebrated coming in with old wide-eyed Fairbanks and Big Beard Castillo. Anderson gave up a home run to Will Smith. Houston got to him in the Game 7 for 2 runs in 2 innings. And they got the Fairbanks, too, did the Dodgers. So the idea that the Rays somehow, good pitching beats good hitting. Well, it did for 4 innings, but by the third time the Dodgers got through the lineup with Snell, they ran him out of the
All
game.
Right. Well, Cates is one of those people. Now, you've made your case.
They ran Glasnow out of the game, right? He's supposed to be their ace, and he got through it twice, and then they got to him.
Okay. It's a tied series.
Series is tied.
The series is tied.
But everybody seems to say it's tilt in Tampa.
I didn't say it was
tilt
in Tampa.
I don't like hearing people say it's tilt in Tampa.
Jesus. Cates, you're worried about Charlie Morton. Are you not?
He ran out the studio.
All right. He's that worried about him?
I'm a little worried.
Tell the truth. Tell the scam.
I'm a little worried because one number you didn't bring up, Matt.
Is?
His strikeout to walk ratio.
Whatever.
4-1.
Okay. What's Walker Buehler's? It's better than that. It's like 7-1.
But you also didn't bring up the fact that his fastball has gone up like 4 miles an hour in the postseason.
Now it's 2. You're exaggerating. It's ticked up 2 miles an hour. And it drops that 2 miles an hour when he gets to the fourth inning.
Well, okay. Then I am sold. Dodger victory.
You want to come with stats? I got stats.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know how anybody could
Why
ever.
Why is the roof open?
I don't know.
Told us it was going to be closed.
Dave said it was going to be. Maybe they will close it.
Close the damn roof.
Maybe they'll close it when the game starts. It takes a half hour to close a roof.
We saw what the Dodgers and the Braves relievers. By the end of that series, they cracked that code.
Matt.
They got to him.
Your very, very
I'm so positive.
Educated, positive tone, and a tone like you'd be so stupid not to believe what I'm saying because of how polished I am and the way I deliver these numbers.
You should see what Cates did to me. He's like, his fastball's ticked up 4 miles an hour. That's a lie. It ticked up 2, and it drops 2 miles an hour by the fourth inning.
You know, I'll say the same thing, you know, since we've been rattling off stats since 2006 around here. You can always find the stats to make your argument.
Darn right you can.
And then you can find the ones to go against your argument.
You want another one?
No.
Stop telling me about this Brandon Lau guy. First of all, his name's Lowe. It's L-O-W-E.
Well, like the hotel.
That has never been pronounced Lau before. 2, the guy's hitting 136. 136. And somehow that's the key, he and Wendell? That's crazy talk.
Are there any Dodgers that aren't hitting well that we tout and show love to?
Most of them.
But not as bad as Lau.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Who does this guy think he is?
And, Kate, did you check that strikeout to walk?
He already left.
You didn't check that strikeout to walk ratio on Buehler?
He's pissed.
You didn't check that? Can we check that?
He probably should.
Buehler's is better.
Well, he did strike out 7 and walk 0 in his last outing. So there's that.
Kate's is right. Morton can chuck gas. He can throw that speedball right by him.
I love a picture that can chuck ass. All right. There you go.
Look at this. It's game three, damn it. The Dodgers have won every game three going back several years and scored a ton of runs in game threes.
I'm sold. I love historical stats that have no relation to the current roster.
Second for the Braves. Was that game three?
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
I believe you, Matt. You know, I've less panicked since we started because it's hard to be panicked without your brother.
Your brother's walking you through.
Screaming around.
Walking you through that jungle.
I don't want to be walked through. Hey, let me hold your boots so I'm walking through the jungle.
What are you going to wear today? I'm going to wear the magenta polo with this super cool pattern underneath the button. Okay.
I hate that guy. We'll be back with more PMS on AM570 LA.
Hate that Snell guy.
Why'd you look so tired?
The Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
See the starlight through the clouds. I want anybody.
Have a great afternoon, everybody. The Dodgers World Series Game 3, pivotal. Game 3, every game so important. Because, you know, it's only a 7-game series if it goes 7 and we finish next week. But we're in it now. Game 3 on your home of the World Series. AM 570 LA Sports, Dodgers Radio, and we're also available on the iHeartRadio app, Matt. The Dodgers on deck coming up. David Price is going to be on, and Alex Wood and Dave Roberts, and of course our own David Vasse, Alana Rizzo, Rick and Charlie. It's all happening with the World Series tonight in Big D, Dallas, Arlington, Texas.
Doyer.
Good luck to los Doyers.
Doyers.
And the Dodger fans.
Doyers.
Who I worry about more than the team.
Doyers.
And worry about myself.
Doyers.
Matt, your dead guy Doyer. Birthday of the day, beating out John Heisman, the man himself. But since we talked about this with Vic on Two Edmondo Tuesday this week, I thought that maybe it would be interesting to explore Bob Montana. Bob Montana. No relation.
No. Any relation to Montana Roland?
Well, that I don't know.
Okay.
Bob Montana's 100 today, Matt. Born in Stockton, California. His mother was a Ziegfeld girl. His dad was a vaudeville banjo player. And Bob came up in New Hampshire. Bob is famous for basically, and people...
Bob, are we ready?
People were ready for this. I mean, it was right in the wheelhouse of the world.
Bob, are we ready?
Of, I guess, wholesome America in the 50s. It was right in his wheelhouse. Bob was ready because he created and drew... the original Archie Andrews and the Archie characters of comics likenesses. All Vic's favorites. Archie, Jughead, Veronica, Betty. Now, Archie was based...
I was a Veronica guy.
Yeah, well, no one's perfect. Archie was based on a guy named Richard Heflin that Bob went to school with. Jughead Jones... is based on a Skinny Linehan.
Skinny Linehan.
Skinny
huh?
Linehan, who was a boisterous young guy.
Wore that Jughead right there.
Stupid crown.
Old Skinny Linehan.
Veronica Lodge was, in real life.
His wife.
No.
Oh.
No, not no relation to Roger Lodge's mom because his real last name was Chavez.
Whoa, mind blown.
Really?
You mean to tell me he just crafted the name Lodge for Blind Date?
Yeah.
And then used it to push the idea that his radio show was an actual... five-star hotel known as a lodge.
Or like a sports cabin.
Where you could check in and talk sports. And
like where Abraham Lincoln was born.
There you go.
Kind of like that, yeah. Veronica Lodge, no relation to Rogelio Chavez, currently known as Roger Lodge. Real name, based on Bob Montana's high school life in New Hampshire, Agatha Popoff.
Part of the Popoff fortune.
No, right? No V. No, just the Fs. Maybe Coach. But either way, those were the people. He drew Archie's first issue, November 1942. Betty, nobody knows who Betty was. Bob drew the comic for MLJ, and that became Archie Comics. It was that big of a deal. And Vic's favorite Sunday strip as well. Bob Montana was ready to procreate because of his four kids, but he did die young at 54 from a terrible heart attack while cross-country skiing near his home. In New Hampshire.
That's a hell of a workout, that cross-country skiing, man. That will
You know, talk about having to have some cardio for that.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, people die on a treadmill or or like on an elliptical. You'd be like, you know, that's a hell of a workout on that elliptical.
You know, you probably shouldn't be doing something so rigorous.
Nordic track, that'll kill you. So Bob Montana, the creator of Archie Comics, a little bit of the history of those four perfectly bred white people from the 50s.
That's a different time.
It really was, man. Just, you know, hey, look, we're just having a great time here in New Hampshire. We're not
living
worried about
life.
World's problems. Psh, Archie, my biggest problem is which of these hot chicks to take to the prom. Right.
Well, Skinny Linehan.
Skinny. Skinny's going to make a fool of himself no matter what. I might as well tag them both.
He's got no shot with either. We're going to celebrate a real free soul for our live guy birthday today, brought to you by Surf City Steelworks. Gin, bourbon, vodka, rum, they do it all. They have that beautiful artwork on those clear bottles as a backdrop.
Man.
Locally commissioned artists as well.
Go to surfcitysteelworks.com. Check it out. Order yourself something. Order yourself a t-shirt, some vodka, maybe some gin.
Yeah, get a Frisbee while you're at it.
Hand sanitizer is my favorite hand sanitizer.
Oh, and those awesome fluorescent armed glasses.
I ran out
cool.
fast. I started bathing in it. It was so cool.
It's great stuff.
Love it.
Give me that surf soul spirit. SurfCitySteelworks.com. Celebrating a real free soul. Someone that started down one path to serious success, but followed his heart, his passion, into a much less certain future, only to experience great success at the highest levels, and ultimately was fulfilled financially and spiritually. Happy 84th to Philip Kaufman. Fell into the counterculture movement. Found his way to San Francisco. He and Henry Miller became best friends. He then made his way to Israel, where he worked on a kibbutz. When his wife got pregnant, decided to come back to the States, fell in with a group of young filmmakers, John Cassavetes, Shirley Clark, and said it was his exposure to all those foreign films that influenced his style of screenwriting and filmmaking. His first feature film, he wrote, directed 1964's Goldstein. How did that go? Just won the New Critics Prize at Cannes. Celebrated French director Jean Renoir called it the best American film he had seen in 20 years. Next up, he cast John Voight in his film Fearless Frank. That was Voight's big screen debut. The Great Northfield, Minnesota Raid, about a Jesse James heist, was Robert Duvall's first commercial film.
Well, those are pretty good actors.
Right?
You know what I heard about Voight?
What'd you hear about Voight? What? People can't see. What'd you hear?
Prodigious schlong.
He wrote and was the original director of The Outlaw Josie Wales, but couldn't get along with Clint, so he was fired.
I don't like you.
My favorite. And a film that truly haunted me for years as a child because my mother had me watch it with her one late night on the cable, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, freaked me out and is to this day considered one of the most freaky horror slash sci-fi slash thrillers. Oh, that last scene with Sutherland, man, so freaky. George Lucas came up with the character Indiana Jones.
Donald or Keith?
Donald. But he wrote the script for Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was his idea that Indiana Jones should be searching for the Ark of the Covenant. This dude, Philip Kaufman.
Lived it today, not adventuring around.
The Right Stuff, quite simply, one of the greatest films of all time. That was his. It launched the careers of Ed Harris, Scott Glenn, Fred Ward, Dennis Quaid. 8 Academy Award nominations, 1 4. He did The Unbearable Lightness of Being. He did The Quills about the Marquis de Sade. Very sexual.
Very, very deviant.
Very sexual.
I told you what this guy was really about deep down, Matt. He'd be pulling his puzzo like Tubin if he had Zoom.
Henry and June was the first NC-17 film nominated for an Academy Award. And he also did Clive Owen and Nicole Kidman as Hemingway and Gellhorn on HBO, where they really got after one another. That was nominated for 15 Emmys.
While the missiles were hitting the building during the Spanish Civil War and asbestos was all over Hemingway's naked, sweaty back.
Let's just cover the sex part of it.
Happy 84. They hated each other.
Philip Kaufman.
It's a World Series, everybody. City of Hope pregame. City of Hope. Physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at the City of Hope. CityofHope.org. CityofHope.org. Dodgers Rays again. Morgan V. Buehler. Game 3 of the World Series. The series is tied at 1. The Rays humiliated the Dodger fan base. Not the team. 6-4.
6-4. Made a rally late.
No big
Justin
deal.
Turner on second. Nobody out against old wide-eyed Fairbanks. They were fine.
They humiliated the fan base, though.
They humiliated a column that said this could be a sweep. They humiliated the fans.
The fan was with chicken walking around.
Already getting World Series tattoos. Walker Buehler, because we will not be on tomorrow or Sunday. Julio Urias. And as our boss, Don Martin, said, hey, I'm pulling for one loss. Because I want Clayton to pitch game 5. I want him to win the MVP.
So
that's what I'm looking for.
Tonight.
Tonight they win. Tomorrow they win. Sunday they win behind Clayton Kershaw. World Series over.
And we don't even come back on the air and ever panic or not panic or talk about it at all?
Get it out right now, man. These last 30
seconds.
You
know, to be honest with you, it doesn't seem like it'll be real. Right?
Speak it into existence.
I mean,
man.
I don't know. But it's just to me, like, if it.
I'm just following the lead of our boss, our fearless leader.
If we aren't
here
to have, like, a panic attack before or after the game or wild, stupid celebration that is completely and totally right. unwarranted given the nature of the World Series and that this team beat the Astros and the Yankees. And, you know, it's hard to believe that the Dodgers would be able to beat the Astros and the Yankees in a playoff.
Well, I guess you'll have to do it on social media. On
well,
the gram.
I'm not trying to do it.
No, I'm saying.
I don't want to do it. I just saying, is it real if it
That's
if we
I
don't
mean.
Do it?
You're going to have to do it
I don't have
at
to
another
do
venue.
Anything. I got Mountain West.
If you
West.
Want it to be real.
I got the Mountain West to worry about. And that's the realest thing that you can ever be
maybe
involved
Maybe just
in.
After Air Force San Jose State, just kind of get over there. And
I'll still be thinking about it. And then I'm on to Wyoming, Hawaii, and then I'm on to the Battle of Nevada.
Then I'm on to the film.
You know, look, we all have stuff.
And now we're getting faded out.
When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
Yelp and Ford has been number one in the world for 29 years in a row, and they are doing a ton of zero down lease deals right now. They want to keep that number one status. That means a 2020 Ford F-150 you can finance zero for 60 months. You can get a $6,500.